Well, John, Tyrone got up and running last week with a win against Cavan. Just 2 points in it, and maybe a bit unfair on Cavan, but was it a kind of wake-up call for Tyrone?
Yeah, first thing to be said, I suppose, it's great, you know, to start off with a one, Tom, and then, you know, a one of any description, really, at this stage of the year is good, and a competition that you like to move on. So, but it wasn't a day for great football, and the way both teams set their stall out, like, Tyrone played their usual style of game where they'll be very defensive and move out a pace, where Cavan done the same. Cavan set up very, very defensive, and it wasn't...
Moving on this weekend in against Galway tomorrow, a different kettle of fish, I suppose, along with Tyrone and Derry, have been talked about as the favourites for promotion.
Well, as I'm saying, like, when they talked about this division, they talked about, I mean, with all the Ulster clubs in it, but or Ulster teams in it, but I still think Galway are a force to be reckoned with again, Tom. They've come back, they have been successful, Tom, both under 21 titles there. Like, they've won titles back in, I think, 2011 or 13, I think they won them. You know, so they've that under the belt, Tom. They've them players coming through now. They've obviously a few injuries, you know, leading into this league campaign, but I still think, you know, under Kevin Walsh, he's back with them, and I'm sure that's where he wants to be. A Galway man wants to be there, and he'll have them, Tom, playing like they should be playing. And as I say, with the success from the 21s and stuff coming through, I still think that they are a force. They beat Leash last week, handy enough. So you can make no mistake about it. We're in for a tough game tomorrow, and I see the matches in Pearce Stadium. So I don't think it's a very good happy hunting ground for us. We don't want too many games there, so it's not going to be easy tomorrow, Tom, for us.
Yeah, and tell me, Mickey Hart has made what, 3-4 changes? Any surprises?
I just noticed the changes there. The defensive changes, McNamee's back in there, which is good. I'm glad to see him back in there, because he'll steady his ship up there in the defence. That gives McMahon, Justin, maybe a bit of room to get out of it. And up front, I think McNulty's coming into the middle of the field, so that'll probably give Matty Donnelly a bit of room again. So
Darren McCurry's up front.
McCurry's back in. McCurry came in last week, and he actually helped us a bit. Our problem last week, Tom, was that we didn't seem to convert frees last week. So, and that was funny. I'm not a fan of watching goalkeepers tripping up to hit frees, but had we had Niall Morgan last week, I still think, like, we missed numerous 50s and frees within shooting range. Like, we our young Lee Brennan hit the freeze, and he hadn't a good day on the freeze. So I would say you could see Niall Morgan maybe tipping up the field a few times tomorrow.
Yeah, he's the other change in for Mickey O'Neill.
Aye, so, like, and it's funny, as I say, I'm not a fan of seeing keepers coming up the field, but had he been there last week, there's probably he had 4 or 5 chances that we could have got a score out of, course, we didn't get from Miss Freeze, you know.
Yeah, and general feeling is it a stronger side than last week?
I would say it is, Tom, to an extent. It is, you know, defensively, it has improved there with McNamee coming in, which gives, as I keep saying, it gives Justin McMahon a wee bit of room to move out, which I think it's a better position for him. Justin, because he gives you a lot going forward, and he's more, like, he completely ended up last week and scored a point from fullback, but I still feel he's better. Justin's better on where he's at, you know, at half-back there, in the centre-back position, and it gives us a wee bit more room that way. And McNamee's a good replacement for him in defence. So I think defensively it's good to see him. I'm glad to see him in there. Up front, Tom, like, McCurry, definitely, you know, we need him in there anyway. I feel he's very consistent up front for us this past 2 years. Like, so, to me, he's a good addition to it as well. McNulty, middle of the field, gives Matty Donnelly. I don't know if Matty's position is centre forward or midfield anyway. So, I would say, Tom, to me, it's a better looking team for tomorrow.
Yeah, but as you said, they're up against a better team as well.
Well, they are against Galway, and again, as I say, Pearce Stadium's not a good spot for us to go. But, like, this Galway team, as I was saying to you, Tom, they're a team that are on the way up. Like, they, like ourselves this year, they won their pre-season tournament, that FBD, they've won that this year. So, you know, they're going well. They beat Leash last week, so this will be a big test, Tom. Like, if Mickey's obviously wanting to win this division, like any manager would be. Mickey goes into any competition, he wants to win it. But I can guarantee you, Galway's feeling the exact same way as we are, like.